This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, December 21st. God's word to you today is no conditions. Our scripture reading is taken from John 15, verse 13, and it says, "There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends." Yesterday's devotional ended on a sober note. How could that child die for a mother who probably was not even worth it? We do not often say things like that in such situations, but we think about it. Was the mother worth it? I do not know, but I can tell you that that thought did not even cross the child's mind. What the mother did or did not do did not matter at that moment. All that mattered was his mother's life. The child threw himself in front of and covered his mother. He paid the ultimate price and rescued his mom. Jesus did the exact same thing for us. He did not consider us. All that mattered was his love for us. The judgment is upon the world already. The bullets are coming. But Jesus covered us and took the bullets in our place. The boy's mother responded by committing her life to Jesus. God expects us to respond the same way the mother responded, by giving our lives to Christ. We have to respond. Jesus died for you. It could have been you on that cross. That woman held her son's lifeless body in a pool of his blood, and she knew that there is no greater love. There is no greater love than for someone to lay his life down for you. But think about it. Only a child would do what this boy did. Why does God use children? Why does God use the weak, the vulnerable, the innocent, the unassuming, the things that are feeble in this world? Why does God use the things that do not even make sense to us? It is foolishness to us, but that is the wisdom of God. The first of three reasons why God uses children is, children have absolute trust. God wants us to trust Him absolutely and stop worrying about anything. Mark 10, 14 and 15 say, "When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He said to them, 'Let the children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter into it.'" Children trust their parents absolutely. Children are willing to leap off the balcony of a story building and into the arms of their parent. Only a child would do that. But when they start growing older, they discover that daddy cannot do everything. However, with God, he can do all things. Therefore, we must trust him completely. God uses children because of their absolute trust. If God is going to use you, you have to trust God completely. It does not have to make sense. If God says jump, just trust God and jump. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for giving your life for mine. Help me to love with all my heart and love unconditionally, just like you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.